Welcome back to the Paddle and Fin Podcast Network. We're brought to you by Pelican Built Tough. For all situations, go to pelican.com. Yak Gadget. For all your fine kayak fishing accessory needs, go to yakgadget.com. Eastport Marina on the beautiful shores of Dale Hollow Lake. For all your lodging, kayaking, and fishing needs, go to eastport.info. Now let's get this show started.
Hey guys, John Rep here. It's Takeover Tuesday. Let's do this.
Welcome to a special edition of the Rusty Hook Podcast, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. 1 hour of straight talk regarding tournament news, angler profiles, gear reviews, and more. Now let's get our show started by joining with John Rapp, our host.
Hey guys, welcome to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast. John Rapp here. Looking forward to this show and looking forward to what this show is all about. And that's heading to the Tennessee, Kentucky area of Dell Hollow Lake. We will be mostly in the Tennessee area, at least for the event. And that's down at Eastport Marina. Here in a little bit, we're going to bring on the Eastport Marina owner, Richard DeVry, and talk about what he's got planned for the event. So, but I can tell you this, that here's some of the things that was discussed on the OG show last Thursday night. And some new things popped up from the show because of what I'm doing and what came about from the conversation, which is West Virginia guys, the Rusty Hook is putting up an extra $200 toward prize money and how that prize money will work. It's bonus money for the highest placed West Virginia angler. So $200 goes to whoever is the highest placed guy that travels from WV, from the West by God. That's $100 that covers your entry fee and another $100 that will cover food, gas, or whatever expenses that you have. So really you can't go wrong because during the show, it was put out by Richard, and we'll follow up. Camping will be free. Okay. The houseboat rooms down at the marina are $50 a night. Hasn't went up for the last 2 years. That's what it's been since I've been going. And there's cabins up at the farm still available. Now, as I'm going to show you here, I've got something. I'm going to bring up Google Earth. We're going to show some locations. At the farm is where we're going to do our check-in and stuff. We've got $1 draft beers Friday night and Saturday night and Sunday at check-in. Now, Paddle and Fin is going to cover all the Tourney X expenses. So that means it's absolutely a 100% payout tournament. None of your money is paying to do the Tourney X scoring system. $100 that you spend, 90 of it goes to the prize pool, and $5 for each day goes toward the big bass pot. Now, for you guys that are watching that are from Wisconsin or Michigan, the OG show followed the Rusty Hook example. And Brian and Jay are going to put up $200 to the highest placed Wisconsin or Illinois angler that makes the trip. And while they were chatting with the guys from Tightline Anchor, decided that they were going to throw up a prize for the person who traveled the furthest to the event. We'll get more on this from Richard, but additionally, to all the states that make the trip, if there are five or more of you guys from your state, and I know West Virginia has that, Eastport Marina, Richard DeVry, is going to put up a $100 gift certificate, excuse me, a $100 gift certificate to the shop down at Eastport Marina to that angler. It's going to be a raffle, my understanding. So, and he's going to have some huge sales. We're going to call Richard up, but let me go to this video. Let's go to Google Earth here real quick and pull up a little bit about the area that we're going to invade here in a little over a month.
All right, guys, I thought I would go over a bird's eye view of the event location, headquarters, and the Eastport Marina, where it's located off the east fork of the O Bay and the west fork where they intersect. So let's go to the event headquarters. This is where we'll be doing our check-ins each night, the board reviews and things like that. You can see that's at the Eastport Farm. It's called the Farm at Eastport Marina. And this location right here will be where we'll be doing all of our event information setups. Board check-ins, dinners. It's where we'll meet each night after you fish. You can park right through here. The guys that will be doing their free camping, I believe it's also going to be done up in this location. That way you have access to facilities. Right over here last year was where the Paddle and Fin headquarters, they rented this cabin, these two cabins here, and stayed. But again, we're not that far. We're just within 10 minutes of the marina itself. As you can see, you just go down the hill to the lake. And guys from West Virginia, this is like a Corps of Engineers lake. So you'll be very familiar. If you fish Bluestone Lake, you'll be able to fish this lake. It's a lot like Bluestone in many ways. But this, like I said, right here, these locations here, this is the West Fork that runs in, and you got the East Fork over here, feeds the marine, the lake, the main lake. Let's do a broad view for you here. You can see all the different locations, all of this stream, river that runs back up into the main part of Del Hollow. It's a very, very large lake. Just wanted to give you guys an overview. And now we're going to go talk to Richard. Right back here at the marina. This is actually right here, guys. I wanted to show you this before I log off. This is where you put in. There's a little section right here. The road cuts off to the right, and this is how you get back to the parking area here. You can see here where it comes down below.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the show. I'm going to reach out. We're going to bring on Richard DeVries as the CEO, managing director, and the big daddy of Eastport Marina. Richard, welcome to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast. It's not your first rodeo here, but we are glad that you're back. And we're ready to hear about everything Eastport Marina.
Well, I'm going to need a new business card with all them titles you gave me.
Yeah, man. Hey, so Paddle and Fin, we're getting ready to roll down there strong here in about 45 days. Guys will be rolling in. I know some of my West Virginia peeps are going to be rolling in strong again this year. So I know you're getting ready for some events. I know you got before our event. You guys have a yoga retreat you're kicking off. But tell us a little bit about what's coming down at Eastport. What changes maybe the guys will see from the last couple years to this year and so on.
Well, not a whole lot of changes, except that the fishing might be better because it's a little bit later. Weather might be better. So should be a good time. As far as camping goes, we're offering free camping this year. So if you want to come and camp, you can camp for free. We got the, you know, at the venue itself, there's plenty of outlets to charge things and hook stuff up. And of course we got bathrooms out there. We still have the houseboats. If you want to stay on the houseboats, $50 a night.
Okay. Let's go over the lodging.
Okay. Yeah. So, you've got a few choices. So you can, if you're coming with a group like you are and you want to rent like a cabin that holds that many people, you know, you might even come out a little better than $50 a night. You want to stay longer than the 2 days, we're going to have that same deal, you know, the whole week if you want to come pre-fish or whatever. So you can pick out a cabin on your own. You can camp for free, or you can stay in a houseboat for $50 a night.
So when we roll down those three options, guys, you got free camping up at the farm. And if you guys were watching a little bit earlier, I did an overview using Google Earth showing you where the farm was in location to the marina, which is just an 8 to 10 minute drive away. It's really, really close. And then for your second option is stay right on the water with the houseboats, which I know I'm going to do with my wife, bringing Beth with me this year. And then the third option is the cabins. And depending on the size of your group, as Richard just said, if you have 6 or 7 guys that you're going to group together, you will come down for 4 or 5 days before the event, or right including the event, the cabin option might be the cheapest way to go. So,
yeah, I mean, we got cabins that hold, well, there's, I think you can get 17 people in beds at Hodgepodge Lodge. There's 8 beds at Barefootin'. So yeah, you can, you'll come out pretty good and be, you know, have 4 bathrooms, 5 bathrooms. So, you know, it's a really good deal. Or you could get a little, fisherman's type cabin that still holds 4 people and with 1 bathroom. So, and not have to sleep with another dude.
I hear you. Hey, now, those little fisherman cabins, are those the one right up in the curve at the top of the hill?
Yeah, there's 3 of them right there. I say fisherman's cabins. I mean, they're really nice. They're new.
Guys, I pointed those out. I wasn't for sure if you were the owner, but I did point those out on the Google Earth display that's already been shown. So you can rewind, check that out in location to where it's not even a minute, 30 seconds from the water. So.
Yeah. So the other thing is, you know, there's 15 marinas on this lake. So there's plenty of other places to stay. You don't have to stay at Eastport if you borrow this tournament. So there's plenty of places. If you want to be on the main lake, you can be on the main lake.
Yes, definitely can. Although we encourage everybody to stay around the group, you can always load up your vehicle, your kayaks, and go fish locations. But Richard's right.
Yeah.
There's several campgrounds also dotted around the lake. I think you said the square mileage or the shoreline around that area is what?
640 miles.
Wow.
Yeah, so, it's 53 miles from us to the dam.
So that's a lot of area to cover, guys. A lot of places to look at. Again, you can go to search Del Hollow on your Google app, and you can look around the location. If the Eastport area is not in your venue, highly encourage it, but definitely look it up. So I tried to tell the guys a little earlier that you gave, on top of the incentive that I put out to get West Virginia guys to go, if the highest placed West Virginia guy will get a $200 bonus check, it'll cover their lodging, the entry fees, it'll cover, if they free camp, it'll cover the money they spend at your shop or eating it down at the restaurant. Now, is it, that's the Obey Grill, or what is it called now?
It's Fisher's Place.
Fisher's
Place. As far as the, what I'm giving $100 per state that brings at least 5 people. Okay.
Yeah.
And that'll be a gift certificate that they can use in the restaurant, in the store, lodging, whatever.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, guys, if there's 5 of us, I know West Virginia's already got at least 3 or 4 signed up. We'll have more. We had 8 last year, so look forward to that coming on. Awesome. So, what else do you think we should cover? You said, while we were getting ready, guys, Richard was saying the weather's been awesome. So you want to talk to him about current temps?
Yeah, well, you know, I haven't looked out that far. I mean, it's too far to look. But, you know, right now the water temperature is in the mid-50s, which sometimes it doesn't get 50 degrees until April 1st. So many times. So it's real early. The fishing's probably going to get hotter sooner, or it already has. So that's all good news. And, you know, it'd just be a little bit easier to camp and, you know, with a little better weather. So it could change, but I think changing it, moving it back a few weeks, it's really going to help.
Yes, I totally agree. Last year, I got to observe a couple of your wild critters down there roaming the banks, bobcats, coyotes. Turkeys were actually just, you know, up, moving. I guess they were rutting and trying to do their chasing. What are you expecting from our folks? What will they get to see in your neck of the woods?
Oh, hell, we got an eagle's nest that's just around the corner, so should see some eagles. You know, we're always seeing coyotes and bobcats and turkeys, and I saw a pig last summer running down the pit. So, well, I don't know about sweet, but there was a pig. It's kind of weird. You're sitting there, all of a sudden you hear some noise in the bushes and look, and there's a pig running down the bank. So,
I'm sure.
You're gonna see some wildlife, that's for sure.
That's always a bonus on top of the fishing. Hey, Robert, we'll give Richard here a break for a second. Let's take a look at an angler profile from a good friend of mine, Ricky Banks.
God, I was 4 years old. Mom would take us catfishing. So that was the beginning. My favorite technique is sight fishing. Absolutely. Finesse would be my second choice. And my favorite fisherman, as far as like kayak and then professional level, the kayak, Mike McKinstry, dude, you got my ultimate respect. I had to do it the hard way myself, and I just respect all the risk you took. Congrats. Rick Klun, you're the swamp master, and you and I are cut from the same cloth, so Rick Klun on the pro level. My least favorite fishing technique, deep water. It's something that I still got to get more appropriate with in my applications. My greatest accomplishment fishing. I've won a lot of tournaments. I'm very proud to be part of Feel Free. Very near and dear to my heart, beautiful company, people. Honestly, staying humble through it all, learning from other anglers and sharing with other anglers. I think that's the greatest accomplishment, is not shutting down. Day of fishing to me would be probably the late Doug Hannon, and I used to fish a lot with Doug, learned a lot from him, and we just had a blast. He's such a normal everyday guy, so that would be fun. My favorite fishery. I like anything with water darn near, but swamps are special to me. Big bass, heavy cover, gorilla fishing. That's my favorite.
Awesome, Ricky. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll get back to Richard and see what else he thinks we might experience at his beautiful, beautiful location, Del Hollow.
Feel free kayaks. Paddle, pedal, or power. There's something for everyone. Do Bro Fishing. Manufactured and designed green products, American-made plastics, and fishing gear. Westbrook Supply Company, Atlanta's best kayak company for all your paddling and fishing needs. Yak Gadget, American-made kayak fishing accessories and gear. Ace Adventure Resort, West Virginia's number one outdoor destination, whitewater, zip lining, water park.
All right, let's stand by. Let's get Richard back on the show. We've chatted here about 7-8 minutes. Talk about what you got there in the store for guys that may need accessories or anything like that.
Well, we cut back. By the time you get here, we probably would have sold some stuff. We got everything's on sale right now. I've got a lot of kayaks from last year to sell. So right now you got a huge selection of bending branches, paddles. We've got a lot of new canoes. We've got Yak Attack, Yak Gadget. We've got a couple different motors. Most of the accessories that go on a new canoe we have. There's plenty to choose from. If you're looking for a good deal, you should call me.
That's right. I mean, last year you had a couple NK-180s that you parted with. Pretty cool deal.
I've got a couple of those left I need to sell. So, you know, I can't advertise the price too low, you know, out loud. But give me a call. You don't know what I do.
Ain't that the truth? I mean, you gave one away last year to one of the three lucky guys that was able to raise their hand and say, I didn't catch a fish during the tournament.
Yeah, well, you know, that was kind of cool to do. You know, I like it when people participate all the way to the end. And I like it when even people that didn't catch a fish and they're there for the weigh-in and all the awards. So I thought that was pretty cool. It didn't dawn on me that the last place prize was better than second place.
Yeah, but that's okay. I mean, that's definitely okay because it gives incentive. It gets people to hang around. All right, guys. Hey, wanted to do one more angler profile for my series tonight. And I want to introduce you to an up-and-coming hot young angler from the Virginia, Tennessee location. By the name of Zach Atkins. Let's run his video.
Okay, so I started fishing when I was 3 years old, but really started taking serious when I was 13. And after that, through the years, just learned more techniques and really grew upon my skills. And it's just every day learning something new. My favorite fishing technique would be finesse fishing, mainly Ned rigs. And there's just, it's such an effective way to catch fish, and just the smallest changes can make or break your day with it. First off would be my grandfather, because he really tried to get me going in fishing. But and then there's just so many throughout the years, but when I grew up on Bill Dance. I mean, that's who helped me fuel my passion too, so I just have to go with Bill Dance. Least favorite way would probably be power fishing. It's just never been for me. Yeah. greatest accomplishments in fishing would be my 7-pound smallmouth bass. It's 23 inches long, and I've yet to break that. I'm still trying to. For fun day fishing, I'd probably like to go with Drew Gregory. I really admire his work on social media, and he's really influenced me in a lot of things I do in fishing. So. My favorite fishery would be the North Fork of the Holston River. It runs through Virginia into Tennessee, and it's one of the best smallmouth fisheries, in my opinion, in the world. It's just, there's no place like it, truly. Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, Zach, appreciate you taking some time to come down to the Just Fishing 2-day expo they had over the weekend to hang out with me and talk fishing along with Ricky. So, let's talk some more fishing. Let's get back with Richard DeVry.
So, yeah, anyway, so that was pretty cool. So I don't know what I'm going to do this year. I'll try to surprise people somehow.
There's no doubt about that.
So if we get our 100 people here showing up, though, I mean, the prize money first place, you know, Brian tells me it will be over $3,000. So
yeah.
And that include all these extra bonus things that we're throwing in there. That's just based on the money they collect for the fees. So that's some pretty good money.
Hey, let's talk about something that we haven't really covered on this show yet, is up at the barn, the check-ins, you're going to have some refreshments and some meals that's going to be thrown in for the guys to be able to participate in. Talk about that.
Okay, so first of all, we'll have a food special just for the kayakers. So exactly what that means, I don't know yet. We're trying to figure out what percent we want to give you off. So, it'll be pretty good though. And then we're going to have breakfast available 2 mornings at least, where you have either breakfast tacos or biscuits and gravy or something like that.
Ooh.
That'll be a good deal. Yes. We got box lunches that we'll make for you that are very hearty. You know, it'll have like a sandwich, a piece of fruit, a cookie, a drink, something else, chips. So, you know, it's pretty good. So we'll have those box lunches if you want them. That's something that you'll have to sign up for ahead of time. And then I think we made a mistake on the Paddle and Fin the other day. He said Friday night was when we had the dinner, but last year it was Saturday night.
Yeah, it was Saturday night.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it'll be Saturday night at the first check-in and not the day before at the captain's meeting.
Right.
So I'll cover that. But anyway, and that meal is completely paid for. Now, last year we had, I think it was a taco bar.
Yes.
And this year it's part of your fee. It's going to be paid by Paddle and Fin. And we're going to have brisket and all the fixing to go with that. So
outstanding.
So it's going to be really good.
The $1 drafts, is that going to be on Friday night, Saturday night?
So depending on what beer we get and what kind of deal we can get, it'll be either $1 or $1.50. It all depends. You know, sometimes we have a bunch of leftover beer from weddings, and I can really throw a really good deal out there. But
beautiful.
Somewhere still $1, $1.50, that's still very cheap for a draft beer.
Oh, no doubt. So. That's on. That will be on check-in on Friday night when everybody's hanging out and checking in.
I think that'll be every night at the venue.
So it says Friday, Saturday, and Sunday after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you're driving on Sunday, then.
Yeah, you don't want to partake. But
yeah, you might have one or two.
Right. Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, what else do you think maybe we should cover? I think we've covered the venue, the camping, and our refreshments and dinner.
Well, and people need to understand that, I mean, you've been to tournaments before. You know, it's not just go in, catch your fish, go the way in and leave. I mean, this is a whole weekend, and some people make a whole week out of it. And, you know, yeah. Okay, so, you know, it's you know, people that you talk to on the phone or, you know, on the podcast, everybody gets together and you meet these people that you only see on TV or on your computer. You know, it's just a good time on and off the water. And believe me, there's some jokes that get played, and, you know, I mean, there's, you know, we pick on a few different people.
Yep.
You know, there's just a lot of, you know, I don't know, team building or whatever you want to call it. I mean, just socializing that goes on that you don't see at a lot of other tournaments.
Yeah, well, I definitely hope to be bringing my refreshments down there and try to sabotage a few of the fishermen so I can.
Yeah, if you can't fish, get them drunk, right?
That's exactly right.
It's either that or punch holes in their boat, but
I don't want to do that. I'd rather they can't sit straight in their seat. So.
Yeah, there you go. Of course, that may become you know, that may be chum in the water and might actually help them out.
I've never thought about that.
Can't use live bait, but maybe you can use a little bit of chum from that alcohol that you serve.
That moonshine, baby.
So.
Well, hey, buddy, I appreciate you taking 15 minutes out of your day to stop by, and thank you for being patient with us with our technical difficulties, but I look forward to seeing you here in a couple weeks and hanging out with you at the restaurant and at the store, and introducing you to my beautiful wife and having a good time.
Good deal. So you guys, well, we can talk about it offline, but what you're planning.
Yeah, just shut off with Richard there. We did a little chatting offline talking about some lodging information. But I wanted to run through just a recap of what we talked about. Is that the big thing that all of us like with this Paddle and Fin Open is the camaraderie and social that is done at this event. It's very relaxing. It's the beginning of the season. It's an opportunity for people to hang out and not feel pressured because of it being a tournament like a high stakes tournament. There is the opportunity to win quite a bit of money at this event, but it doesn't have that feel of, I don't know, a pressure field. You can go there and you can relax, you can chat with people, you can have fun. And most people do that at any tournament, but at this one, it's not a bunch of competitive anglers meeting up on the most part. It's a bunch of guys that are into the podcast and into the media scene of things, and that's one of the cool things about it. And you get to meet and chat with people that do shows daily for the Paddle and Fin Network. There are 10 different shows that run 7 days a week, so it's the opportunity to get to meet people that, like Richard indicated in his interview, it's people that you get to see in person that you normally talk to over a computer or over a phone or things like that. And I know I look forward to seeing Brian Schiller, Jay Randall, Sean Lavery, and those guys, because, you know, they're very personable people. On the tournament side, Susie is so organized. Everything is so smoothly run. I mean, everything is already up on Tourney X for you to go look at and read and absorb. And that way, when you go down and you hit the water, you know what's expected of you. It's a small hometown type feeling on a bigger scale. And that's why so many people come back to this event. That's why the guys from West Virginia that went last year said, "We will come back. We had a blast." And got Greg and Steve Gunner already signed up. I know John Gillespie and John Abshire are coming. I suspect that a I'm hoping that Buddy and Brandy Vance will be there, and hopefully more. That's just the West Virginia crew that are fishing the event. I can think of off the top of my head. Brandon Poniker may be there. I think he should be there. He'll have a good time like he did last year. And then Phil Hall, he'll be there. I'm pretty sure Phil will be there. But anyway, great group of guys coming down from the Mountain State. We look forward to meeting everybody from all over the nation, the people that are coming from Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee. We got a couple clubs from Tennessee involved. And for the Tennessee guys, it's a ranked event. It goes toward their Angler of the Year competitions. So they'll be there trying to finish high, score some points for their Angler of the Year. As Richard talked about when it comes to lodging, you got several types of opportunities to stay there. You can stay, you can camp for free. You have electricity at your campsite to charge your batteries for free. Inside toilets. So it's a great location to camp. And then if you want to be down at the marina on the water, he's got several houseboats, and the houseboats, the rooms go for $50 a night. For me and my wife, you know, that's two people, that's $25 a night if you want to look at it like that. Or if you want to buddy up with somebody, I mean, it's just a great way to spend time right on the water. Then you got the cabins. You got the cabins up at the farm, and then you got the little ones right there at the top of the hill. So I added the phone number when we were interviewing Richard. Make sure you look Eastport Marina and Resort on Google. You can find the phone number there to call. The states that are involved, like the OG show from Paddle and Finn, is throwing up money. Bonus monies are going to be there. It's 100% payout. Paddle and Finn is paying Attorney X fees. It's just going to be a great event. So take a few moments, go look at it on Tourney X, check your vacation schedule, because it's a worthwhile time to come down and hang out. And I look forward, personally, to hitting the moonshine. Maybe drinking a beer, and just sitting down and finding out more about you, what makes you tick, and why you love kayaking. So this is John Rapp. Signing out. Wish you guys the very best. Nothing but love for you. Stay safe.
Thank you for tuning in to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast. Join us every Tuesday night as guests chat about their experiences, and we speak with seasoned kayak angler Chris Payne of Payne Outdoors, picking up a few tips, tricks, and some on-the-water techniques, new gear releases, and product reviews. Always raw and unfiltered, straight talk, streaming via the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Facebook page, YouTube channel, at Camo Ninja WV, and at Twitch TVWV Rap. Go subscribe and follow us on all our social media. If you miss this live stream or are traveling, use your favorite podcast platform for our audio playback on Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Spotify, and more.